This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israeli strikes across Gaza killed at least 67 Palestinians overnight and into Wednesday, including in areas where civilians have been told to seek refuge. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Mahram El-Homs, director of the Abu Yusuf Al-Kanishir Hospital, said an airstrike on a home in Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah killed a family of eight. Associated Press reporters say they saw the bodies arriving at a hospital in ambulances and private vehicles. This is Rafah resident Yusuf El-Sheikh. We were stunned at night. There were three families here on the ground floor and another one on the upper floor. There were nine people. The building was bombed Tuesday night as its inhabitants were inside. Israel has vowed to expand its ground offensive to the southernmost city. It seeks to destroy Hamas. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Syria says Israel has struck its capital. The AP's Karen Chamez reports.
Syrian state TV has reported that Israeli strikes hit a neighborhood of Damascus, killing two people and causing material damage. It reported that several missiles hit a western neighborhood of the capital. The strike damaged the fourth floor of a 10-story building, shattering window glass on nearby buildings and also damaging dozens of cars parked in the area. Israel has carried out hundreds of strikes on targets inside government-controlled parts of war-torn Syria in recent years. Israel rarely acknowledges its actions in Syria, but it has said that it targets bases of Iran-allied militant groups such as Lebanon's Hezbollah. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Korea's biggest hospitals turned away patients seeking emergency care Wednesday after thousands of trainee doctors walked off the job in protest at a government plan to boost medical school admissions. This is